Shalom Aleichem on behalf of T 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Gimel, Baba Metzia 33a, pagination is 65. Starting from the Mishnah, which is three lines up from the wide line. Avedaso va'avedas oviv. If you have your lost object, which you would want to retrieve, it's in the process of getting lost. Va'avedas aviv and his father's lost object at the same time, avedoso kodemes, he's allowed to retrieve his own lost object and give priority to his own. If you skip down to the Gemara for a moment, you'll see, minohani mili, how do we know? Amar av Yehuda, amar Rav, amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk, efes ki lo yihye becha evyon. But you should not become poverty-stricken as a result of these mitzvahs, which informs us, shalucha kodam l'shal kol adam, that when we have a toss-up in finances to benefit somebody else, but you're going to take the loss, you have the right to say that you want to retrieve your own. So this obviously doesn't apply in all kinds of mitzvahs. You're going to spend money on an esrig. You're going to spend money. You're going to spend money on kiddush wine. You're going to spend money. You're not allowed to damage somebody else. It's going to cost you money if you do. But when we have tzedakah that I'm going to give to the other person, when I have hashavas aveda that I'm going to do it for the other person, it's only provided that at the same time it's not impacting the individual to the point that he is evyon, that he is losing significantly. He has the right to put his own before somebody else. For Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, however, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, kolamakayim ba'atzmo kach, if a person insists on that type of perspective and he's always worried about himself, sof bali dekach, the end is that he could end up himself to be an evyon because he's not obtaining the zuchus of chesed, he's not obtaining the zuchus that these types of mitzvahs provide. We have the expression, aser bishvil shatis asher, give the tithe by tzedakah in order that you should become wealthy. They say the beautiful analogy of a person who comes to the clerk at a post office and wants to mail a package, and the clerk says, you haven't put on enough postage. It's too heavy. So if the package is too heavy, so what should I do? You should buy more postage and put it on. So he says, but if I put on more postage, it'll be even heavier. And the answer is, but that postage is what's going to get it to its destination. And that's the perspective on mitzvahs such as tzedakah, such as hashavas aveda on behalf of somebody else. These are mitzvahs that give you tremendous zuchus. So, as the Gemara says, you're entitled to say, mine comes first, but you don't want to abuse that perspective because then you're losing this tremendous merit. This idea that yours comes first, but don't abuse it, is a concept which is discussed by the Aruch HaShulchan at the end of Choshen Mishpat regarding saving another person. If it would endanger your life to try to save them, so you have the right to decline. Chayecha kodmin, your life comes first, you don't have to risk your life. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, you have to do the calculation very carefully, because reasonable risk on behalf of somebody else to save their life is what should be done, even though you could employ this excuse, my life comes first. But that's the expression of the Gemara. Don't overuse that perspective. And indeed, within reason, a person should be willing to risk their life for somebody else. There's an amazing tshuva in Mimamakim from Rav Oshri regarding, I believe, Rav Avram Grizovsky, the nephew of Rav Chaim Ozer, who was asked in the early steps in the ghetto before the actual Holocaust, but they saw very difficult situation. He was asked to vouch for two yeshiva boys, but it was recognized that if he goes, he's going to be recorded as a community leader and it could be bad for him. And he asked the shaila, I believe of a Beis Din, what he should do, and they recommended that he go, and he went. And indeed, Rav Oshri records that although eventually the ghetto was liquidated and this Rav Avram Grizovsky was indeed killed, Hamakom Yenakim Domo, but it turned out well. He saved the lives of these two people, and his fate had nothing negatively impacted because of that incident. He was gathered together with the rest of the community, but it wasn't any earlier than anybody else because of what he did. And he gives it, he cites it as an example of risking one's life on behalf of somebody else to save them, but it was done in a responsible way. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The second line up from the wide line, Avedos of Aveda Sharabo. What happens if you're dealing with your lost object and your Rebbe's lost object? So again, Shalo Kodem, his own lost object comes first. Avedas Aviv Avedas Rabo, if you have the lost object of his father and the lost object of his Rebbe, Shal Rabbe Kodemes, his Rebbe's comes first. Sha'oviv Havir Le'olam Hazeh, his father brought him to this world. V'Rabbo Shalom Do Chochma Mavir L'Chay Olam Abba, but his Rebbe who taught him Torah knowledge brings him to the world to come, and therefore the Rebbe is given priority. The Mishnah says, "Vim aviv chacham," but if his father is a scholar, shaloviv kodemes, then his father would come first. What's mentioned nowadays is that if the father gave tuition, so then even the portion that belongs to the Rebbe was funded by the father, and therefore the Rebbe doesn't really have an edge over the father. Even if the father didn't give full tuition, but the fact is that the Rebbe draws a salary, if he does, he's drawing a salary from the yeshiva, which is funded by the community, it's hard to say that the Rebbe would have an edge nowadays over the father. In particular, couple that with the statement a few lines later, in the middle of the line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol sherov chachmaso hemenu, we're dealing with a case that the Rebbe taught him most of his knowledge, that his breakthrough knowledge is from this Rebbe. And the way we have in the yeshiva system that today, that the child graduates from Rebbe to Rebbe, it's not such a common case to have a person that would really qualify as the Rebbe, which has an edge over the father. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.